This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute, introducing this week's Tuesday topic, number 198, which we've provocatively called Time Out for 12 Weeks. And it addresses this most famous, most well-known, certainly, standard that those of us working in public engagement and consultation try to observe, which is a somewhat totemic standard that consultations should last 12 weeks. And it may come as a surprise to some of you to see that we are even casting the slightest doubt on the applicability of this well-known standard, but we are. And in the Tuesday topic, I've listed five good reasons why we should think about it again. But I think there are circumstances arising now, and it may not be that they will last forever, but there are circumstances arising right now that oblige us to think again. I think the whole thing was brought home to me in a particularly poignant way when looking at the judgment of the High Court in the recent Birmingham social care case. And it seems to me so inappropriate that we can deal with very difficult service reconfigurations and expenditure cuts in social services and in other functions, with the thought that we can put out a document and just then sit back and wait for other people to give their responses to that document over the next 12 weeks. Consultation on this type of issue doesn't work like that any longer. I think instead we have to sit down with user groups, with particular interested stakeholders, work through on a co-production style basis how best to design services and implement services with limited amounts of money. So the 12 weeks just doesn't work in that kind of scenario, and we need to think of some other way of making it happen. Now, there are a number of ideas posed in the topic, and I invite you to look at that and try to obtain copies, which, of course, is free to members and available to others on request. So time out for 12 weeks. Let's see what happens.